Jerry Bader Show. There is a topic that, as many of you know, this show runs from 9 to 11 in Green Bay, Wausau, and Sheboygan. I do a segment here in Green Bay from 8:30 to 9. There is a topic that I have covered numerous times during that segment, and I have covered scarcely once, maybe twice, in the 9 to 11 segment. That is an ongoing controversy here in Green Bay about a proposed 150,000-square-foot Walmart Supercenter in downtown Green Bay on the what I consider the far north end of a boutique district known as the Broadway District here in Green Bay. Mayor Jim Schmidt opposes it. He claims not because it's Walmart. He's not anti-Walmart. Although, believe me, the anti-Walmart folks consider him one of theirs. He has fought it tooth and nail. There's a development yesterday where Walmart has filed with the city of Green Bay that which will set everything in process, and this could fall one way or the other by the end of this month. It's entirely possible by the end of the month this ongoing debate over whether downtown Green Bay will have a, on the north end there of Broadway, will have a Walmart. What has happened during this debate, though, is what you would expect to have happen. The Walmart haters came out and said a lot of preposterous things about Walmart. That it creates crime. That it does this, that, and the other thing. Of course, the most common refrain is, well, they pay such low wages, and they're this, and they're that, and they're whatever. Yesterday, some of you heard me share a letter to the editor that someone from Walmart Corporate sent to the Green Bay paper saying, look, as a matter of fact, this is really what Walmart is like. This is really the wages Walmart pays. And it's, she tried to set the record straight. I had it here, Jason, and it vanished on me. I reprinted it, but that's okay. Basically, she said, look, a lot of our employees make nearly $13 an hour, not minimum wage, which is $7.25 an hour. Further, and she's talking nationally now. Further, and she talked about the health benefits and retirement benefits, and that a lot of upper management that now makes six figures started as sales associates, that there's room for upward mobility. She tried to paint the picture of what Walmart is. I did not have this story yesterday, and I saw it on Fox News yesterday afternoon, but they linked to it from the Washington Examiner website. This is just too good. So Walmart is often battered as, well, you pay low wages and you don't have good benefits and nobody should ever want to work with you and blah, 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 blah. Now, that said, the Washington Examiner asked several people in the insurance industries, independent insurance agents. The Washington Examiner asked them to do something. This is really good enterprise reporting. You know what they asked them to do? They asked them to compare Walmart's health benefits with Obamacare. You can already tell how that turned out, right? New Obamacare health insurance enrollees may feel a pang of envy when they eye the coverage plans offered by Walmart to its employees. Walmart's insurance is better than Obamacare in both price and product delivered. For many years, the giant discount retailer has been the target of unions and liberal activists who have harshly criticized the company's health care plans, calling them notorious for failing to provide health benefits and substandard. But a Washington Examiner comparison of the two health insurance programs found that Walmart's plan is more affordable and provides significantly better access to high-quality medical care than Obamacare. Independent insurance agents affiliated with the National Association of Health Underwriters and health policy experts compared the two at the request of the Examiner. Walmart furnished employee benefits information to the Examiner. Neither Obamacare Advocate Families USA nor the United Food and Commercial Workers, which backs anti-Walmart campaigns, responded to Examiner requests for comment. Walmart offers its employees two standard plans, a health reimbursement account and an alternative it calls HRA High that costs more out of employees' pockets but has lower deductibles. By the way, Blue Cross Blue Shield is the manager for both of these plans. Also offered is a health savings account plan that includes high deductibles but allows tax-free dollars to be used for coverage. For a premium as low as roughly $40, an individual who has a Walmart HRA plan enrollee can obtain full service coverage through a Blue Cross Blue Shield preferred provider organization. A family can get coverage for about $160 a month. Unlike Obamacare, there are no income eligibility requirements. Age and gender do not alter premium rates. The company plan is the same for all of Walmart's 1.1 million enrolled employees and their dependents, from its cashiers to its CEO. A Journal of the American Medical Association analysis from September showed that unsubsidized Obamacare enrollees will face monthly premiums 5 to 9 times higher than Walmart premiums. I'm saying Walmart loudly, it's an adverb, right? Loudly on purpose, because I want liberals to be sure to hear this. Obamacare is inferior to Walmart care. JAMA found that unsubsidized premium for a non-smoking couple age 60 can cost $1,300 plus per month versus the Walmart cost of about $134 for the same couple. Let me tell you right now, as someone who I think we have very good insurance through this company, this plan sounds really good. It does. The medical journal reported a 30-year smoker would pay up to $428 per month, in contrast to $70 each month for a Walmart employee. A family of four could pay $962 premium, Obamacare, but the same Walmart family member would pay about $160. Low premiums are not the only distinguishing feature of the Walmart plan. The retailer's employees can use 8 of the country's most prestigious medical facilities, and this is a big deal under Obamacare. Big deal. You're hearing a lot of horror stories about this, including the Mayo Clinic, Pennsylvania's Geisinger Medical Center, and the Cleveland Clinic. All these institutions, which Walmart calls centers of excellence, Walmart employees and their dependents can get free heart or spinal surgery. They can also get free knee and hip replacement at 4 hospitals nationwide. Many top-rated Walmart hospitals, such as the Mayo and Cleveland Clinics, are left out of most Obamacare exchange plans. This is a big, big deal that you can't get these high-end facilities under the exchange plans. But the real difference between Obamacare and Walmart can be seen in the level of day-to-day access to doctors and hospitals, which we will explain in 5 minutes. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs of Northern Wisconsin.